I will never forget. I probably want to say that I came to my mom's house at about 7, maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock that day. We sat out on the porch, and, you know, it was me, my mom, my sister, my daughter. We just having a good time, enjoying one's company, laughing, and, you know, just being in the moment. And I will never forget, there was a phone call that my mom received. And in a phone call, it just said, "Wu was shot. Wu was shot." And she like, "What?" Now, at the time, my youngest brother was down there as well. So my mom like, where is Todd? Where is Todd? It's my youngest brother. And nobody could tell us where he was at. So we're scrambling. I can remember my sister getting the news and just falling and collapsing. Couldn't drop her car or anything. Now, mind you, having just lost our own biological brother and seeing the same people who had sat with us and cried with us and consoled us now be faced with those very same emotions, it just was berserk to me. But my little brother is the one that actually found him. Now, prior to the situation, what I went too much into detail for safety reasons and things like that, my little brother had ended up giving us the background of the story, and he said he remembered that day, and everybody was standing on the corner, everybody was enjoying themselves, and these guys had been circling the neighborhood, and my brother got this weird feeling, and he like, "I don't know, bro, something just don't sit right." And about 2 minutes after he said that, pop, 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 everybody scattered. On some went down the hill, some went the opposite direction. My god brother just so happened to, he motioned himself down in a kneeling position, and somehow, and it's ironic to me because my god brother, we grew up in that neighborhood, but it looked as if he was trying to find a way out. He just got cornered, and in this specific part that he got cornered in, he had no out. As the bullets continued to ring and everybody has ran, and the guys finally sped off. So my little brother and they calling everybody out. So they doing like a roll call. "Such and such, you here? Such and such, you here?" Everybody like, "I'm good, I'm good, I'm good." So everybody looking for Woo. No Woo. No sound, no nothing. So my brother is calling his phone. "Come on, bro, where you at? Where you at?" Because my brother thinking everybody's scattered about. He just so happened to constantly call my god brother. And he saw a phone, the lighting of the phone. And so he ran over there. He found my god brother with a gunshot wound in the head. When we allow emotions to stay within our bodies and we don't talk about it, we don't seek the help, those things begin to resonate into our mindset. And whether it's consciously or subconsciously, when those things happen, it does something different to your body. So a person who is dealing with mental health issues may not feel the same way. And they're wondering why. Why am I not feeling like myself? What is going on with me? That type of stuff eventually, because it's toxic. And it has to go somewhere. So it's best to give your pain a voice. Give your grief a voice. Give whatever trials and tribulations you've been through a voice. That way, that pain can resonate outside. You heal and you can help others heal. But when you don't, it's set inside of you. It creates chronic pain. It creates depression, anxiety, insomnia, stomach problems. It's so many different things that not dealing with mental health creates and puts a stressor on the body. And I would say my black community, because I think they feel like it's a disease to go and get mental health treatment. Nothing is wrong with seeking mental health. I would tell the people in the community that we need to start being a better community. If I see somebody doing something that they have no business doing, I need to be able to pull your coattail. I need to be able to say, "Hey, man, that ain't right." You know what I'm saying? And it be all in love. Mm-hmm. It all be because I care enough about my community, where my daughter live, where I lay my head, and where you lay your head at. So let's start being a village, because it really do take a village to raise children. It take a village to be able to stand together. When you can stand together, you are much more of a mighty force. But when you're fighting against each other like crabs in a barrel, who you think gonna win?